Jazz lost one of its most impressive organists and pianists, Shirley Scott. Scott pushed her subtle and lyrical bebop style and eventually became known to jazz musicians and fans as the Queen of the Organ. A Philadelphian by birth, Scott returned home after years of recording and touring to teach jazz courses at Chaney University. In 1992, when this piano jazz was originally broadcast, Shirley Scott had just landed a gig as the music director for Bill Cosby's reprise of the popular television game show, You Bet Your Life. I think we should go ahead and play something and let people know how great you play.
Well, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, to play. Now, you've got a new album out, or is it out yet, on Candid?
It hasn't been released yet, but it soon should be released.
What's it called?
Do we have a name for that album yet? I don't even know whether we have a name for it, but we recorded it here live in New York at a club called Birdland.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Mickey Roker on drums and Arthur Harper on bass. I'm very lucky to have both of those fine musicians, and we just had a good time. We just played.
It sounds great, and
Thank
I know it's
you.
On the Candid label, so, well, let's pick one of the tunes from the album. Au Privave, can we do that?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Well, now, I'm the burning question. When did you always play piano, or did you deliberately switch from organ to piano?
I played piano. The earliest things that I remember are sitting on my mother's lap when she was in a rocking chair and playing the piano. So I started playing piano maybe when I was two or three.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew something about the piano. I wasn't really playing. No one plays when they're two or three years old. And then when I was about 18 or 19, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, came to Philadelphia, and I had been playing organ maybe 6 months or something like that. This is a true story. And his organ player, who then was Doc Bagby, decided to form a group of his own. And so when they got to Philadelphia, Eddie Lockjaw Davis didn't have an organist, and I was the only one in Philadelphia who could play the organ, or who said that they could play the organ. And so I got a job with Lockjaw Davis.
What a great way to start.
Oh, it was marvelous that he was my teacher. I mean, he taught me to listen. He opened up my ears, and he was a master of playing half steps. I don't know how many people know that.
You mean changing keys?
I mean,
show me.
Let's see. Instead of playing this, he would play to get there.
Oh, I see.
2-5-1. You know,
yes.
What is it? It's a cadence, but it's not really. It's a deceptive cadence.
A deceptive cadence.
Yes. He was a master of that, and he opened my ears, and I'm so thankful. I mean, I had an education.
You obviously did. I just think it's great.
Yeah.
Well, play a solo. Play something, one of the many tunes you know.
Okay. I'll play a tune that I particularly like, and it's entitled Skylark. Pretty
Cody
tune.
Cody Carmichael.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking of something else I was reading about you. You got a fellowship from NEA?
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a big deal. You're going to transcribe some of
Dexter Gordon's music.
Well, that is a big assignment. And yes. Are you just going to transcribe his solos, like with the chord changes on certain tunes? Is that how you're going to be doing it?
Well, one idea we had was to do maybe a solo, maybe a one solo chorus, and write that for the tenor saxophone player in the key that the tenor saxophone player plays in, and write the piano part in concert, you know, so that you get one sheet of music and everybody in both instruments can play it. That's one of the
ideas.
Oh,
that's great, because then students and
yes,
exactly. Students of any age
yes.
can look it over and see how he put his solos mm-hmm. together, which, of course, is mm-hmm. quite wonderful to have that
yes.
for people to study. I think, boy, that's just one of your many activities.
That's one.
That's a very doing the music one. For the Cosby Show. And then do you play some gigs in between your college?
Once in a while I get a chance to make a gig. That's fun, too.
Well, the one you did that you recorded with Mickey Roker. I love Mickey Roker.
Yes.
And Arthur Harper. I mean, maybe you'd be able to do another record that way.
I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't make me angry at all.
No,
I'll tell
I bet
you.
It wouldn't.
No.
Well, then why don't we try, speaking of the record, something else that you did. Maybe we could do a duet. You did a
okay.
nice version of Embraceable You.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite tunes, too.
We could
too.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're doing a jazz oratorio for your church?
Well, I want to start on a jazz oratorio. That's easier said than done. My intentions are good, and if the good Lord is willing, I'll get around to it.
I would say you've got enough stuff going on now, yeah. But that's something. I mean, just that you're even talking about it, I'm sure it means that it's going to get done.
I think it's supposed to get done. I hope I'm the one to do it.
You know what I was thinking, Shirley? You're doing this new show with Bill Cosby. You think I would dare ask him to come over here and do piano jazz with me?
I think you should. This Bill Cosby is incredible. Now, he knows a lot about music. He does. And you could be his fingers, Marion. He could tell
How
you.
How do you mean?
Well, he could tell you what it is, because he does this very well. He could tell you what it is he wants you to play, how he wants you to play it. I mean, he can direct you. We co-wrote the theme together.
Now, how did you co-write it? I mean, did he give you an idea?
Yes, he gave me an idea. He sent me some tapes, and I listened to the tape, and we conferred, and we came up. He wanted something with like a Latin flavor, or 6/8 flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this. so forth and so on.
Oh, that's really nice. And it sort of had, in the middle, it's sort of like a minor blues almost.
Almost. We changed the, you know, we changed the flavor. I think it's great to do a game show with some music that you can, you know, snap your finger.
Oh, definitely.
He loves that. You know?
Well, I mean, in his regular show, he has all kinds of hip tunes playing and hip music. So.
And artwork, too.
I think that's just wonderful that you're doing that.
You should ask him. You should.
All right.
And can I ask you something?
Yes, you sure can.
Would you play a tune for me?
I'd love to. I'm going to play you a Duke Ellington tune. In a sentimental mood.
Oh, great choice.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.